This is KUT. Today we're starting a project called On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon. There was a time when African Americans were forced to live in parts of East Austin. 12th Street later became part of a thriving hub of black life in Austin. Then it declined, and for years the intersection of 12th and Chacon was synonymous with drugs. But in recent years, police have cracked down on crime there, and the neighborhood has been the latest to see the wave of change brought by wealthier residents moving in, pushing many longtime residents out. We recently spent a day at each of the corners at 12th and Chacon to hear how people are experiencing the changes there.
I'm Mose Bouchel. I'm on the northwest corner. The sun is down. The bars are open. Let's party. First stop, the Full Circle Bar. This place is pretty new to the block. That sound you're hearing, six lanes of skee ball set up along the wall. The bartender's a guy named Cooper Moon. He's got impressive tattoos and an even more impressive beard.
This is our second location. Our first location is in Brooklyn.
New bars like this are changing the feel of 12th and Chacon. Moon thinks they're helping clean up the corner. But he says they're also the result of development in other parts of town. Before the new bars started popping up here, they were locating on 6th Street, just east of the highway.
All the new apartments that are coming up and all the house like spikes with the rent and whatnot, like it's driving us either further east or further south.
So on 6th Street, the bars came, then the high-end housing. Could it happen here?
Probably. That's why I'm thinking about moving more farther south.
12th and Chacon, you know, everyone would joke about it because that's where, like, the crackheads, you know, would hang out and the prostitutes and stuff like that.
Back on the street, I meet Miriam Thompson. She's in her early 30s. She's white. She grew up in the Austin suburbs. She moved here a few months ago. She loves it.
Now walking around, like, I don't really feel unsafe. As I would have, you know, several years ago, I would have been like, oh, my God, where's my mace?
No, no, and no again. Not true.
Bill Binion happened to overhear us. He says the neighborhood doesn't deserve the bad rap. Binion's in his 60s, black. He grew up here.
It was very much a family-oriented family community where everybody was close-knit and tight.
Part of the reason for these different perspectives is how far back they're thinking. Thompson's talking about the block's recent history. Binion's talking about the decades when this was the heart of black East Austin.
There were nightclubs lining both sides of the street, just a vibrant area with a different variety of people.
So in a way, the resurgence of clubs here is a return to the old 12th Street. The question is, who are the new clubs catering to?
You may not try a great big Cadillac.
Last bar of the night, Dozen Street. The crowd is people of all different races, so is the band. It's the kind of scene a lot of people wish there was more of as new transplants flock to the east side.
And the funny thing is it exists in pockets in a real way.
Reggie Kobe is one of the guys who helps put this together every Wednesday night. He went to high school nearby, so he's seen things change firsthand.
And here's the thing that I really want to say, and if you don't take nothing else I say, take this. Austin is America. You know what I mean? Like, all in this small and closed space. It's a microcosm. So, like, when you think about Austin and what you want to have happen here, think about what you want to see happen outward in the world.
He says it takes work to be inclusive. Work he's not sure some people are willing to put in. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.